only about 27 universal injunctions were issued in the 20th century. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right, Senator.
But 86 of them were issued against President Trump in his first term. Is that correct?
I don't know the specific number, but they were a high number.
And so far in President Trump's second term, 30 universal injunctions have been issued against him. Have they not?
Senator, I don't have a specific number, but that sounds about right.
The universal injunction has become a weapon against the Trump administration, has it not?
Yes.
And tell me again in my last 10 seconds, tell me the basis of basis for universal injunction in Article 3. I read Article 3, which defines judicial power. Where does it mention universal injunction?
It does not, Senator. It says courts are to decide the case or controversy before them, which is based on the parties to the case.
So the Congress could act and say, look, federal judges, you render a decision to a plaintiff or a defendant, but you can't impact people outside of your courtroom other than through a class action. That's why God created class actions, isn't it?
Yes, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.